Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Once again, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you, we honor you, and we adore you. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is filled with your glory. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We are just so amazed about you that you keep showing up here, Lord. You keep being with us. You walk with us. You talk with us. Well, you said you'd never leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. And you're doing just that. And, Lord God, we just thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, Lord, for being in the midst tonight. Hallelujah. We're in a high state of expectation, just knowing that you're going to do something awesome tonight. Hallelujah. Moving by your spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we'll go from seeing your acts to knowing your ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, because your ways are past finding out. The only way we can know your ways is that you reveal yourself to us. So we're looking to you tonight, Lord God, to reveal yourself to us. We know that evangelism means a lot to you. Hallelujah, your great commission, Lord God. And so we just bless you, Lord God. Let our hearts be even open, and our hearts are open to you, Lord God, to your word, your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. And we give you praise and glory even in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all for being here tonight. It's always a blessing to see people just show up even before we get the call going good and people are on the line. We praise God for you. Thank you so much. And we don't take you lightly that you're here tonight. Amen. So we praise God for you. Hallelujah. Well, we are in the midst with God who's in the midst, and we're talking about evangelism boot camp. Hallelujah. The Lord has just laid on our hearts that this coronavirus is a wake-up call. Hallelujah. It's a wake-up call, and I've heard Christian preachers talk about it. I've heard rabbis talk about it. This is a wake-up call. Hallelujah. And it's a wake-up call so that we can be ready. And the word that I'm hearing is not just ready, but on ready. Hallelujah. Ready for whatever God is doing. And we know that his heart is that we be saved. Amen. That we are saved and not just to hold our salvation to ourselves, but to spread it. Hallelujah. To spread his salvation, to help others to be saved, help others to be born again. Hallelujah. Point others to the Lord Jesus Christ for even such a time as this. And so he wants us to be on ready. You know, like when a race is about to be run, and I mentioned this before, I have a couple of nephews who were world-class athletes. And, you know, when they got on those blocks, and they were, you know, ready when the gun went off or the signal went, they had to be on ready, not fixing to get ready, but on ready. Hallelujah. And as soon as the signal was given to them, they began to go. Hallelujah. And so this evangelism boot camp, the Lord laid it on my heart many years ago. I did it years ago, I would say at least 15, maybe even up to 20 years ago in New Jersey. And the way we did it when the Lord first had me put it together is we did it with children in the children's church. Now, we kind of updated that for you since we've been here. On this time, there was some singing that went on with it, and we're not going to sing this time, but we could, but we won't. Amen. But the whole thing about it is the simplicity of it, and that evangelism must begin in the heart, in our heart. Hallelujah. And it has to... we have to have that vertical relationship with the Lord where, and I'm giving you a little review of what we said before, but that vertical relationship with the Lord, if we imagine ourselves as a cross, there's a vertical part, and then when we put our arms out, there's a horizontal part. And so when we have that vertical love relationship with the Lord, where we get to know him for who he is. Hallelujah. Not just what he can do for us, but for who he is. And then his love begins to be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. When that happens, we can't help but do the horizontal part, which is to reach our arms out, hallelujah, and be the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ and reach out to those who are in need of salvation, hallelujah. And it's evangelism is so very important because evangelism is the very heart of God. And tonight we're going to talk about how he so loves us. Amen. Hallelujah. He's given us his Holy Spirit, the opportunity, the honor, and the privilege to be his arms of love and compassion, to bring the world to him, one person, one soul, one heart at a time. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus loved people into the kingdom with his life. He wants us to do the same thing. And when we get to the place, and I believe everybody who's listening here, you wouldn't be listening if you didn't love the Lord with all your heart. Amen. You just wouldn't even be listening. And so the Lord drew you here tonight to just even give you even this simple message, because God does things out of simplicity, and then they build up into complexity. Amen. The ocean began with one drop of water at a time. Hallelujah. So God can do great, complex things out of simplicity. Now, with this evangelism boot camp, there are four things that God wants you to know. That's the simplicity. If we can get this into or under our belt, into our spirit, we'll be on ready for wherever he sends us, wherever we are. If we're at the grocery store, you know, if we're standing in line 6 feet apart, you know, and then somebody happens to look at you and say, you know, you look like a Christian. What can I do to be saved? What should I do? I mean, it's gonna be just like that. We're not going to have to go beat people down, hit them over the head with a Bible. We're not going to have to chase them down the road. People are going to come to us because in the darkness, our light is shining. The light that God has upon us is shining. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the Lord has me going from the perspective right now of individual. Each of us should be locked, loaded, and on ready. Amen. Like the wise virgin. Hallelujah. You got your oil. You got your lamps lit. Everything shining bright through you, glory to God, hallelujah, and you just are ready. You're not running around like a rabid dog, or we're not running around like a dog with rabies trying to bite somebody. We're just ready, hallelujah. We're ready when people come to us, hallelujah, and they want to know what they need to do to be saved, and then they and their whole household will be saved. Glory to God. So let's go on and talk about the four things God wants you to know. For the past 2 weeks, what we've talked about was, number one, you need to be saved. And that means you, me, everybody. You know, we're saved now, but we weren't always saved. Amen. And so everybody needs to be saved. Number one, you need to be saved. And the scripture that goes with that is Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Think about that from our perspective. You know that we have fallen short. Other people may not know all the stuff that we've done, but we know and God knows some of the things we might have forgot that we did. But we know, we kind of know it in the back of our mind, and God knows it for sure. So all has sinned and come short of the glory of God. So from our perspective, God has forgiven us. You know, he's received us. We've received him as Lord and Savior. We are accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. Therefore, when God sends us out, you know, knowing that that we got saved because we needed to be saved, and that other people, everybody else, nobody is exempt from the opportunity of salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And when Jesus came to die on the cross, that was known. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. No matter what titles anybody has in the front of their name, alphabets in the back of their name, no matter how much money they have or lack thereof, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So as God sends people to us to be saved, we have to know to be saved. You know, some people don't think that rich people need to be saved. Yes, they do. And some people believe that, you know, they don't want to deal with homeless people who stink. They need Jesus too. Hallelujah. A quick story about a homeless person. I was at the airport, and I dropped one of my friends off at the airport. And there was a person who was laying on a bench. And you know how a lot of homeless people put on layers of clothing, you know, I guess, you know, because they have to do it and they need to keep their clothes or whatever, but layers of clothing, even in the summertime. And so there was somebody who was laying on a bench, and I'm heading for my car, and the Lord says to me, go over there and touch them because they haven't been touched in a long time, and I want to touch them. And I was like, whoa, and I'm by myself too, you know. And so he said, go over and touch him. And so I touched the person, come to find out it was a girl, a woman. And but she was trying to, you know, conceal herself and all of that. And when I touched, I talked to her first, and she said, I'm not saying to you, why are you over here with me? Just leave me alone. I said, listen, you know what? God loves you. He loves you so much. I said, I'm just going to touch you on your shoulder because he wants you to know that he loves you and he wants to touch you, and then I'm going to go. So I touched her on the shoulder, and she started screaming, and I went, oh, Lord. She said, what? What did you put on me? You put something on me. I'm like, no, I didn't put anything on you. You know, God bless you. Like I said, I'm going to leave now, okay? I'm going to leave. And she was like, you put something on me. There's something on me. There's something on me. And I was like, I was walking away saying, Lord, help her. Thank you for touching her. And I prayed that, you know, one day she realized that that was the touch of God and the love of God on her. Oh, and she said she smelled something too. So I don't know what he did, but I went on and walked away after that. Praise God. So anyway, that's number one. You need to be saved. So nobody is exempt from salvation. Nobody is exempt from a touch from the Lord. Number two, you can't save yourself. This is what we talked about last week. We can't save ourselves. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. So by grace, you know, grace is when God gives us favor, and okay, we don't even deserve it. You know, he gives us his grace, and by grace and his favor, unmerited favor, that we are saved through faith. You know, and that's how we receive this gift, is through faith. Hallelujah. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. So we, through faith, by his grace is what he did, through faith, and also he really did the faith because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. So, but that's how we can receive this gift. And it's none of ourselves. We didn't do anything to earn it. It's all about him. Hallelujah. And we just receive salvation as a gift. And if someone was standing before you right now with this beautiful package with a beautiful bow on it, and they want to give you a gift, you would just have to reach out and receive it. That's how salvation is. It's a gift of God. You don't have to work it up. You don't have to pay for it. Hallelujah. And so nobody can boast of, you know, I got my salvation because, honey, you don't know what I had to do to get this salvation. No, it is a gift of God. Hallelujah. Not of work, lest any man should boast, or woman. Hallelujah. So that's what we've been talking about. And tonight we're talking about number three, God has provided for your salvation. So he's provided for our salvation. He didn't just leave us out there. He didn't just say, y'all need to be saved. And guess what? You can't save yourself. And then just walked away. He provided for our salvation. Glory to God. And the way he did that, we can see that in John 3:16. You probably know it from memory. So say it with me. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So for God so loved the world. I love that so loved. Hallelujah. Because it puts emphasis on the love. You know, it's like when I want to put emphasis on that I love someone, I might say I love you dearly. You know, it's kind of like that so loved. And then this is God, Almighty God, God of the universe, God of everything that is and was and will ever be. He is God, and he knows everything about us, even stuff that maybe we try to stuff back in the corner and not even remember those things, you know. And sometimes the memory just goes out. Really? I did that? Really? Well, God knows. Hallelujah. He knows everything that we've done. And then behind it, he knows the motive behind it, the intent behind it. He knows the emotions behind it. He knows every part of us. And yet, he so loved us. Hallelujah, with emphasis on that love. And then this love and the so love is just not any kind of love. You know, probably most of you have done studies on love, and, you know, you could talk about the brotherly love, you know, the that love that's, you know, between a man and a woman, you know, that fleshly love, you know, that kind of thing. You can talk, you know, there's all different loves, but this love right here is agape, and that's the love that is totally unconditional. Unconditional love. So not only does he love us, it's unconditional. And not only does he love us unconditionally, he so loves us. Hallelujah. With great emphasis on that. Agape love is that eternal love. It's unconditional. It's eternal. Hallelujah. And the way that the Lord began to talk to me about love, gave me a revelation of love. He said, you know, look at the sun. He said, the sun is kind of like, you know, what my love is like. The sun shines whether anybody acknowledges that the sun is shining. The sun doesn't need an acknowledgement to shine. The sun shines anyway. Even on a cloudy day, that sun is still shining behind those clouds. We may not be able to see it, but it's still doing its thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is still loving us. His love is still raying out like the rays of the sun. Whether we look up and say, "Woo, it's a sunshiny day. Glory to God, it's shining out here." That's fine, but that's not going to make a change in what the sun is doing. That's not going to make a change in the outraying of the sun. Hallelujah. It's going to do it anyway. And that's what kind of love he wants us to have. Because that's the love that he's given to us. And as his love, his unconditional, everlasting love, hallelujah, is shed abroad in our heart, then we can love others to him, into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And the word of God says, for God so loved the world. Now, the world, you know, we can look at us individually and say, okay, huh, I know he loves me. But he's talking about the world, the whole wide world. And, you know, when we think of things that people do in this world, you can watch the news for about 5 minutes and know that the world is some kind of place. The different things that people say, the different things that people do. But God so loved the world. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that he didn't put a time on it, that he didn't say he so loved the world back in the first century of the church, that he so loved the world only while Jesus was walking the earth. You know, he didn't put a time limit on it. Hallelujah. He said he so loved the world. And then he gave his only begotten son. And that giving is big. You know, that is, it seems like it's so little. He gave. But that, his giving was done to bring us to him, to make the path so that we could come to him. That giving was awesome. And God is a giver. And he gave before he knew we would receive his gift. Well, I mean, he knows. He knows who's going to do it. But before we received his gift, you know, just in case we would receive him as Lord and Savior, just in case. Just so that we have the opportunity to receive him, he gave. And I think about that scripture that says that we love because he first loved us. We wouldn't have even had any love had he not loved us first. Because we wouldn't have had the capacity to love until he loved us first. Hallelujah. And then he gave his only begotten son. All of this is just I mean, this scripture, if we just stop and meditate on this scripture, I mean, it just, and that's what he wants us to do, these four scriptures, just stop and meditate on it. There's so much in this. And I like to say there's a lot of meat on this bone. Hallelujah. You know that the turkey, when you're done eating for Thanksgiving, there's still some meat on the bone. You can make some soup out of that, some turkey and dumplings out of it. You can do make some turkey salad out of it. You know, you can do a lot. There's still some meat on this bone, and there's still meat on this bone right here. But God gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. He didn't give us warmed over leftovers. Hallelujah. He gave his only, his one and only begotten son, and that's Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him, and whosoever includes everybody. I love that. Everybody. And that's what we have to remember. Just like I said before, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, here he is saying, I love everybody in this world. Now, whosoever believes will not perish. So whosoever includes everybody. I've heard my sister, Pastor Price, talk about that this before, and how some people, they say that the that Jesus and the Bible and salvation, all of that, that's for one particular group of people, and anybody else who tries to do that, they're not a part of that. Well, that's not true, because God said, whosoever believes in him. So that includes all of us, whosoever. Whosoever believes. And believing, what I've realized in the revelation I've got on believing is a choice. You choose to believe. Now, thank God he didn't say whosoever has a doctoral dissertation and has written it and gotten it approved and can do all that needs to be done to receive a PhD in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that would cut out a whole bunch of people. But he said whosoever believes. And he didn't even say whosoever knows him. Just make a choice to believe. The knowing comes later. The choice to believe is so important. We choose to believe in him. Then we should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now this perish, what that is about is that and it's connected with but have everlasting life or eternal life. We're going to live eternally. We're going to live forever. There's a part of us that's going to live forever. Our spirit is going to live forever. And it's a matter of where. Okay, there's eternal life and there's eternal damnation. Someone made a joke years ago, and they said, smoking or non-smoking? You know, where are you going to be eternally, smoking or non-smoking? You have to make your choice now. Still have breath in your body. Glory to God. So we make a choice to believe in him, and then we will not perish, because eternal damnation is perishing. Eternal life is living forever with the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's where he wants us to be. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So number four is your part, how to receive Jesus. And that scripture is Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about that some more next week. But while we're at that point, if there happens to be someone here who you've not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you believe in him. You've made a choice to believe in him, but you haven't gone all the way. You can't remember a point in time in your life where you did receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Even though you know your mama saved, your daddy saved, grandpa, grandma, but you need to be saved as well. So we're going to pray a prayer together. Hallelujah. And you can repeat that prayer after me. If you said that prayer before, you only need to say it one time. But if you've said it before, say it today as a part of your training in this evangelism boot camp. Because inevitably, out of doubt, surely, God's going to send somebody to you. It may be a wide-eyed three-year-old, but he's going to send somebody to you who's in need of salvation. And you're going to be on ready. Hallelujah. And it's not going to be a hard thing. It's going to be simple, light, and beautiful. And the thing about it is when you pray with someone to receive Jesus, there's a wisdom that comes into you. Hallelujah. There's a knowing who God is. Like you didn't know that part of him like that. Or the Bible says they who win souls are wise. There's a wisdom that comes to you, and you just step out by faith and lead that person to Jesus. This prayer we're about to pray, when you pray it with someone, it doesn't exactly have to be all of these words, word for word, but the heart of the words. And then even when you look at the scripture, you know, you can use words from the Word of God, and that's a wonderful thing. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me all my sin. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. And for those who prayed that prayer for the first time, We thank you, Father God, that they are, yes, they are saved. Hallelujah. That simple prayer. You didn't want it to be complex and hard. You want it to be simple for people to be saved. So we thank you, Lord God, that they are indeed saved in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for that right now. We thank you for covering them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Filling them with your Holy Spirit. And then fill them with your Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for shedding your love abroad in their hearts by your Holy Spirit. And Lord God, we thank you that you send them to just the right church at just the right time, and then even send laborers around them to help them to be discipled into all that you have called them to be. And we give you praise for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, where we want to go tonight, because, earlier in the week, our first time we were together 2 weeks ago, and then last week, we talked about making a treasure map. I don't know. I hope that you all kept up with your treasure map and that you have it. If you don't, we're going to give you just a few moments to get it. So if you have a pencil and a paper, and you can write this down, and then we're going to talk about this a bit before we open up our lines tonight. So get something to write on. This is something that you're going to want to keep for a while. This is going to be very meaningful to you. So get you a pencil, paper, pen and pad. I was saying that what I like to do is on my phone, you know, that I have with me, I open up my email. I have Gmail, and I also have Yahoo. But, you know, if you open up your mail while you're on the phone, your email, and then you can act like you're writing to someone, sending them an email, and this will be a draft. And so you can be able to go back to it. But this is what we did for the past couple of weeks. We're putting together this treasure map, and I'm going to explain it to you after we put it all together. Okay, so each person will write down, and we're going to call it words of knowledge, under these categories that I'm going to say. And like I said, I hope you've written it down, because we're not going to take a whole lot of time tonight to go over it. And if you haven't written it down already, write down the categories and then go back later on and fill it in, okay? The idea about this treasure map is for these different categories that you don't take a lot of time thinking about it, because the Lord is just going to drop something into your spirit, the answers into your spirit. You know how sometimes we say, I got that off the top of my head. Well, it's going to sound like you got it off the top of your head, because God is going to reveal it to you. Okay? So number one, location. Location. So write down a location. It could be something like by the stop sign, over by the bench, by the digital clock, in a coffee shop, in the Target, the Walmart, you know, something like that. But about five or six things under location. So write that down. So write that when you get a chance. Others have already written that down. Okay, the second category is a person's name. So just write down the names that come to your mind, about five or six of them. Just jot them down, a person's name. The third category is a person's appearance. You can maybe even write down the color of a specific article of clothing, maybe even the color of their hair. Write down, you know, whatever you think of, whatever comes to your mind, and write down about five or six of those, of a person's appearance. Okay? And the fourth category is what they may need prayer for. So you may see someone or you may think of someone who has a knee brace on, who has a cane, someone who may have kidney problems or a tumor, or even something like that they may need prayer for their marriage. They may need prayer for the coronavirus. So write that down, you know, about five or six of those. Write it down. Now, this is what we've talked about over the past 2 weeks, and I've had to write things down. Now, tonight, I was adding one last category. So there's five categories. One last category, and I'll give you a few minutes to do that. And this category is the unusual. Write down just four or five things that just come to your mind that may seem to be unusual, like a lollipop, a windmill, you know, like a lime green door, or dolphins or sharks, or, you know, something like that. Something that seems unusual, doesn't seem to be tied to anything, that just drops into your spirit. So I'll give you a few minutes on that. Okay. I was writing it down with you. Amen. Now, I'm going to talk about this for a little bit, and just to say what we do with this treasure map. Now, I've been on, this is called the ultimate treasure hunt, because there's so many treasures, you know, that are out there, people who are ready to be saved, people who need prayer, and God is going to get us to them, even though I know we're not doing too much getting out right now, but God will get us to them. So I've done this before in different settings, where we've put together the treasure map, and groups of us have gotten together, like, you know, maybe about a group of 10 or 20 people, and we've gotten together and we've gone to the mall, we've gone around shopping centers, we've been, one time we did this, we were on a trip going to a retreat or a conference, and so got together as we were having dinner, and we took this out and we filled out this treasure map. And this is so awesome that, well, I'm going to say God is so awesome that he'll drop things into your spirit, and then those people, those situations that around that place, people will show up. It's the most incredible thing, and I'm a prophet. And so when I see these things happening, it just, I mean, I'm so delighted on what God is doing. And so we have gone out before. I'm trying not to get too ahead of myself, but to get things in. What we usually do is we'll sit around a table and everybody will say what they wrote down for location, person's name, person's appearance, what they may need prayer for, and the unusual. And every time we do this, there are people who have the same things on their list. If there's any intersection in the list, then we put those people together in a group. I recall we were at the mall one time, and I don't know how many people we had, maybe 15 or so. And so three of us sat the photo booth that was in the mall. And so that was our place. So we were in the group together. I think about three or four people sat the fountain, because there's a fountain in the mall. And so they were in the group together and went over by the fountain. So saying, you know, different things. And when we went, I'm going to say another instance that just really kind of blew me away. This wasn't at the mall. This was, we were in a shopping center, like an outside thing. And several of us had Target. So we were heading for Target in the parking lot. And somebody had on their list pink outfit. Somebody else had animal print. And for the unusual, somebody, and you know it was me, popcorn, had popcorn on it. So we're walking towards the Target. We hadn't even gotten into it yet. We saw this woman and a little girl. The little girl had on a pink animal print jacket. And the woman who we found out was her grandmother was had a bag of popcorn and was eating popcorn coming out of the, they were headed for their car. And so we had this treasure map. And we showed her, we said, you know, we're out looking for treasure. And we believe that you are the treasure that we're looking for. And we prayed, and this is what God gave us. We showed her the pink. We showed her the animal print. We showed her the popcorn. And then we said, can we pray for you? And she said, with all of that, you better pray for me. So we were laughing. And she said something was going on in their family. They were just really going through something, and they really needed prayer. And so we stopped there right in the parking lot, and we prayed for her. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. I think they were both saved. But we did, you know, we asked them that. There were times, really, that we went out and we had, like, a pregnant woman. I remember that. And there was a pregnant woman going up the escalator, and so we showed her that she was one of our treasures, and can we pray for her? And we ended up praying for her and her friend, and they both got saved. So I know that we're not going out that much right now, but the Lord just laid on my heart to still have us to do this. I think I mentioned that we did this, we were at a conference. So we weren't going out like at a mall or shopping center or something like that, but we were at a conference and we just wrote things down so that we could be aware of what God is doing. So in this way, God is doing something. Whatever he gave to you and you wrote it down, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, because God is going to show you something. I'm just going to read quickly what some location that God gave, that dropped into my spirit. Now, if anybody, any of these things that I have on this list, you press your number one key. Now, that would be interesting if anybody has anything that I have. Okay, so under location, I have Sam's Club, Walmart, Aldi, doctor's office, trees, and fire department. Under persons, I have Kathy, DeAndre, Philip, Cookie, Faith, and Mikey. Under person's appearance, I have red hair. I'm doing a red thing lately. Anyway, red hair, red pants, red, white, and blue shoes, feathers, top hat, tuxedo. Prayer needs, I have, I wrote down depression, headache, painful when walking, limp, and back pain. The unusual, I have bird feeder, swings, medicine, windmill, and jump rope. Amen. So, anybody got anything that I got? Press your number one key if you have anything that I have. Nobody's pressing anything. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. So, keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open and see what the Lord will show you. You know, you could, I don't know, I'm expecting to run across a fireman. He might not even have his uniform on. But if we start talking and we're in a line, and we're in a line at the grocery store, we're 6 feet apart, and he says something like, I'm a fireman. I'm like, oh, boy. You know, and so just be open to what God is doing. I see Pastor Catherine pressed her number one key. Now, let me get Mom on first, Pastor Mom on first, because it's gotten late too. Let me get her, and then I'll open the line for you guys. Okay, anybody else, if you want to say something, press your number one key. We're going to open up your line. Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi. I don't know what to say, but I just wrote down one of the things that you said.
Okay, what you write down?
I wrote down happiness, and then I wrote down the last one you said. I forgot what it was.
The unusual thing.
Hmm. Unusual things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it all come in hand for the good Lord. Because he tells you exactly what to do.
Amen. And you know what? You may be talking to somebody on the phone and something that you wrote down will come up. So you don't even have to be walking around. God will bring it to you. So,
yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
Amen. I'm going to open the line for Pastor Catherine. Anyone else, if you have any comments, the Lord laid anything on your heart, press your number one key. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. you asked, what do we have something that you had on the prayer?
Yeah,
I have. The only thing that I have is headache.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you know, like I said, oh, go ahead.
I said, I think that was it. You said you had black and white shoes or just white shoes? What was the shoes?
Oh, I had red, white, and blue shoes.
Oh, okay. Wow. I just had white and black.
Okay. Amen. Two-tone. I said, if I see somebody with some red, white, and blue shoes on, I know that's God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
but,
love,
you know,
I
one
love
time
that.
We were.
Yeah, I love the trailer.
You love that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, say a little bit about it, because we did go on a treasure hunt one time, and it was really something, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
awesome. I forgot who it was, but I think it was a couple of us came up with the same thing, and I was looking for the person that had a red jacket on, and I was so excited, and the guy, you know, I ran up to him and I told him, I said, asked him, could I pray for him? And I was showing him what I had written down, that I was looking for a person with the red jacket on. And I said, would you like prayer for something? And he said, I sure do. My son is in intensive care, and I need prayer really bad.
Wow. I remember him.
Yeah.
Amen.
I forgot the other incident. There was another one too. I think it was something about a store that had it was some kind of symbol the store had over it, and we were going to meet someone there, and I forgot about that one. I can't remember that description there. But it was really exciting. Mm-hmm.
It's exciting for a person to see that something was written down about them before we even met them. And then it's exciting to us that God will reveal something like that, you know, and then put us together with the person. So thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Oh, you're welcome. Great, great show. Thank you so much for going over that again. I think I'm going to listen
Amen.
To the archives, too.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
All right. You have a blessed night.
Okay. You too. Thanks again, here.
Okay. You're welcome. Amen. Anyone else? You want to make any comments? You have any questions, any prayer requests? Prophecy request, pressure number one key. We're going to open the line for Pastor Price now. Praise God. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. How you doing, Apostle Kizzy?
I'm doing good.
Glory to God.
You
glory
all right?
to God. I'm really, oh, yeah, doing fine. We're doing fine here. Just blessed. And thank God so much for that word tonight. It's just so needful. You know, we need those refresher courses, you know, on even leading ones to Christ and the steps to be able to lead them to Christ. I thank God for that word and for this particular series. And the only one in the locations that I had was Walmart. I had,
okay.
you know, other locations, but the only one that was the same as yours was Walmart. Then I didn't have the red, white, and blue, but I had red socks and shoes. On my appearance. Uh-huh, red
okay.
socks and shoes. Uh-huh. And none of my other ones came because for the other things that came up when, I got a lot of names, but I didn't, none of the names mm-hmm. matched. And then what's the ailments? Is that the ailments or the, what was that, the fourth, what's the fourth title of that?
Category?
Yeah, the fourth category, because we got locations, the name, the person's appearance. We know the fifth category
is
the
unusual. What they might need prayer for.
Right. Well, I didn't put,
what
I got that category.
Might need prayer for.
I had like kidneys, lungs, liver, back pains, leg pains, digestive, toothache, and pregnancy. So I step out and say that if there's somebody that's listening tonight that's having any kind of kidneys or lungs or liver, back pains, leg pains, digestive or toothache and pregnancy, and I just pray that God will meet them at the point of their need. And if their name happens to be John, Tom, Mary, or Mabel, Victor, Aloysius, David, Daisy, and Luther, and Trelawney, and Donalyn, and Sean. So I give my little list out there for the names, but I'll be looking out for them. And, you know, even though we're in the sheltering in time, I was trying to get out today to get to the store, to go to the store at least tomorrow. But my children said they still don't think it's, they don't want me going out. So God will still bring people
right.
either on the phone or to your door. He'll still bring a way that you can be able to, to be able that this list may come to pass. I've got my treasure map here. I've got it written down all the different places and different things, and I'll be looking out for them. Again, thank you so much. I thank God for you and for the word that he ministered through you even tonight. And God bless you and love you, sis.
Amen. Do you know that we have a cousin named Sean Aloysius?
No, I didn't.
That's his name.
No,
that's his first and his middle name.
Is that right? So I've
yeah,
got Aloysius. This is on last week. This is the one I put on the. I don't know if it was last week or week before last. Those names came to me about 2 weeks ago. And
okay.
I put them down. You remember?
Well,
I think the first. This is on May. I have one. I think that I'm trying to. I usually date different things, but this was on May 14th when I put this down. May the 14th.
Okay.
I have it listed up
all
here,
right.
So get them with Apostle on May 14th. And that's what I put that one down on, those names down at that time. So I just pray for whoever it is that God would meet them at the point of their need.
Okay.
Glory
well, I'm telling
God.
You, Sean Aloysius, I'll tell you exactly who he is later. But he's our
all right.
cousin.
And Apostle, this month is so special because I have so many anniversaries. May 16th Mother's Day, of course, is special. That was our day. And then in May, May 16th is the anniversary, my 45th year of anniversary of meeting my husband, Joe. It's not our wedding anniversary, but that's the day that we met. And then today is May 21st, which is my anniversary, 42 years of rededicating my life to the Lord and being baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. So I'm very excited about that. The Lord has me. Later on, I'll put up
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So I'm going to get out so other people can get on it, but later on I'm going to upload a little short, very short, only 5 minutes, about a 5 or 6 minute video of my testimony for that time. And so I was excited. I wasn't going to do anything about it today, but the Lord said, I want you to share it. And some things that you shared in your message so confirmed what God had given me already. The video is already basically made, the audio for it. And so when I put up the whole video for it, I just thought about it was just like a confirmation of your message today. So, again, I thank you for it.
Amen. Praise God. And thank you. Thank you for your comments. And that was good, too, to pray over the ailments of the people that, you know, what the Lord had you to write down. So thank you so much. Amen.
You didn't say
our birthday's coming up.
May 25th, and yours is May 28th. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said, and I was thinking about us, Apostle, that not only are we 3 years difference in days of our birthdays, but we're 3 years different in our ages. I said something about that three, you know?
I never thought of that.
For being able to walk. And then Pastor Catherine's is coming up a few days later on June 5th. So it's just really something.
Amen.
So I thank God
for that.
Yes, there may be somebody else waiting to get on, so I'll get off now. And God bless.
Yeah, there are. Okay. All right. God bless.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Loved you. All right. Amen. Mr. Teresa, praise God.
Praise
the
Lord.
Hi, Mr. Teresa.
Hi.
Amen. Have we done
Hi,
have we done a treasure hunt?
Oh, I was on the one with the, at the one of the conferences. The guy, we was at Jack Stacks, the guy came to our table.
Right. Yes.
I forgot what was written down, but he was our treasure. So we ministered to him right at the table while we were eating. So, yeah, God will bring him forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, glory to God.
Amen. Yeah, but I want to comment on something you had said earlier. I really don't remember what it was, but it's about us being the light, you know. And the Lord just gave me Isaiah 60 for that. Because I just believe, you know, that's going to be a bombardment, you know what I'm saying, of people really running and just, you know, saying, what must I do to be saved, you know. And so he gave me Isaiah 60. I'm just going to read a couple of verses, you know.
Good.
Arise and shine. For thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes around about and see. All they gather themselves together, they shall come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come. So I just believe, God, this time that we, in this consecration, I'm calling it, God want to prepare us for, you know, what's to come for that bombardment. You know, the Bible tells us to always have an answer, you know, for the hope that's in us. Always be able to tell somebody something, you know. And I don't know, he may be working our fear out of people, you know, just getting bold, you know, keep showing us how to get bold and, you know, war in the spirit and make a stand and, you know, just bringing that fear. You know, it's like, the people of God went in the closet, and all the wrong people came out with boldness. And it's like we went in when they came out. So God just want to make us, he want to make us fierce, you know, making that stand for him. So that's just kind of
that's
what
right.
came to me. You had said something about us. We was reading John 3:16. You said something about us being in the light. And then the virgins and the lamps, and then he just gave me that. So. That his glory going to be on
That's
us. You know what I'm saying? When we go out and do what he will have us to do, drawing those people, you know, lifting him up on the earth. If he be lifted up on the earth, then he's going to draw many of him. So we want us to begin in his presence, begin to lift him up so we'll be effective witnesses when we go out. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's all I have to say.
It's something about the light. Yeah, what I thought about was, you know how a moth will go toward the light now, you know? it's dark, and that moth is going to make it to that light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
You know, and people will just look at us and say, oh, there's something about you. You know, I've had people to kind of really talk loud. I mean, they're far away from me, and they'll say something like, wow, I like your hair across the parking lot. But it's like, it ain't my hair, it's my God. You know, that just lit me up to get, you know, that their attention, you know, like that. So, yeah. We, and then, you know, when God starts sending people, we got to know that is not, they think they're looking at our hair. They think they're looking at something else or some clothes or something or whatever, but they're really looking for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are, in Jesus' name, I declare and decree, we are on ready. Hallelujah. We got our lamps lit, our all ready for all who God is going to send to us. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Minister Teresa. And good
Amen.
To have you on the line. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You have a blessed evening. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen. Sister Debbie, praise God. Welcome, Sister Debbie.
Good evening to everybody. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
I was just, as they say, off the top of your head, it was like maybe 3 weeks ago, and my location, what came to me is when I was in the store, was Family Dollar.
Mm.
So I was in line, and the lady was talking to the cashier, and they were talking about kids, the grandkids' name, and I forgot what she said, the little girl's name, but it was kind of sounding like twin names. And then she mentioned the name mm-hmm. Josiah, and she said, that sounds kind of cute. And I turned around, I said, you know, Josiah, do you know? I said, that's biblical. And Josiah was a king. He was a good king. I said, he became king when he was 8 years old, and he ruled for 26 years. And I said, if you don't have a Bible, you can also Google it and look it up, and it'll tell you. And I don't even
mm-hmm.
remember scripture, but I do remember that's like a short ministry too, because both of them said
Amen.
They didn't know that. They didn't know that. I said, yes, oh, yes, Josiah was a king. And I just gave him a quick, explanatory how old he was when he became
yeah.
king and how many years he ruled. And they didn't know that. And so the Lord
Amen.
Put it on my heart to explain that to them. And it was meant for them
Amen.
To say that. And they were like right behind me. And I turned around and talked to them. And they, you know, thanked me. They said, I'm going to look that up. I didn't know that. And that could be something like that, too,
mm-hmm.
for location. So my location came up, you know, was Family Dollar.
Amen.
So.
And that's good. That's an excellent, excellent example. Because, you know, we've written these things down, and God's going to listen. Like, when we're at the Family Dollar, at the Walmart, at the Aldi, you know, standing in line.
Yeah.
Because now we got, when we do go someplace, we 6 feet apart, but sometimes we got to stand there for a while, you know. And I believe
yeah.
what you did was, like, perfect, because that sowed some seed for them to even look it up.
Yes.
You know, that was beautiful. All right now.
Thank you. I say something
Amen.
Short, you know,
Amen.
It can go a long way to something long and drawn out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go back on mute.
Amen. Well, and I just want to say praise God that you knew about Josiah being a king at 8 years old and how long he reigned. Praise God. You've been in your word, girl. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Have a blessed night. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Minister Rachel, I did see your number one key prayer. Did you change your mind? Okay, I'm going to open your line for a moment. Minister Rachel?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Apostle Kizzy, and God bless all those who spoke on tonight sharing about evangelism. We do have to be bold for the Lord, because every opportunity is an opportunity. Like you said, when you're standing on the line, and it'd be long, even though we 6 feet apart, that is an opportunity to sow
mm-hmm.
seed. So while we're out
mm-hmm.
there, even shopping and stuff, we can just sow seeds in Seeds of Christ, sometimes the Lord will have me say, Jesus love you and Jesus saves. And they say, I needed that. And I just say it. He really does save and he really does love you.
Amen.
And it really, you know, I thank God for that, that he allows me to see the new day just to tell someone that. And so, we got to be so bold. And some people do look at me strange, but it's okay.
I'm
a treasure, and we're not going to always look like the world, so that's a good thing. Jesus, gotta let Jesus keep shining through us in every opportunity, and I just wanted to share.
Amen.
And I love all of y'all. I just listening to everyone. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And God bless.
Thank you.
Oh, and
thank
happy beautiful birthdays. I know I may not hear from you and Aunt Helen, so I wanted to just say happy birthday to all those who have birthdays in May.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Have a blessed night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? I think I got everybody who pressed their number one key. Amen. Well, God bless you all. So we will be back together again next week. And what I would like for you to do is this week, the treasures they're just waiting to be found. Amen. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears open. You know, I pray that even the Lord will let you remember some things off of your list, you know, as you're out, because he's going to bring people, you know, to you. And this is, Sister Debbie said, you know, what came to her was Josiah. So she started a conversation with them. You know, and they talked about Josiah. She pointed them towards the word. That was a beautiful thing. Amen. So there are certain things that God will have you to do. You know, it could come to a point where you could lead them to Christ. It could come to a point where you could pray for them. You know, most people that I've asked many people, would you like prayer, you know, for something? I'm a praying woman. Do you need prayer for anything? There's a lot of people who need prayer right now. And, you know, even if you just pray a short prayer for them, that's, you know, I've prayed for people before who said, nobody's ever prayed for me before. You know, we think people are praying for people all over the place, but some people have never had prayer before. Nobody's ever prayed for them. So just be open. Keep your treasure map with you if you can. And when you see, you know, somebody that shows up on there, and, hey, and if you see somebody with red shoes and red socks on, you could just say, we were praying or we had a conversation and your red shoes and your red socks came into that conversation. We were, you know, talking about the Lord. Or if you see somebody with some red, white, and blue shoes on, praise God. I think Pastor Catherine had black and white shoes, something like that. So anyway, you know, however, but just let a conversation start that has prayer in it for them, and then to even and give them the opportunity to be born again. Hallelujah. Because, you know, we are the light, and people are just going to be drawn to the light that lives within us, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, now, next week, like I said, we'll be back again. So we want some reports. You know, if something happens, and we believe something's going to happen in this next week, you know, when something does happen, come back and let us know what the Lord did, because he's going to do great things especially even those names. You know, you'll be very surprised that somebody will come up with a name. Quick testimony. I was in a training session and for the healing ministry. And so they said, just everybody just kind of pray for a moment and see what the Lord gives you. Well, the Lord gave me the name Travion, which is an interesting name. So I wrote down the name Travion, and I mentioned it at the conference, and some of my friends were talking about me, talking about, why do you have to get a ghetto name? You know, we're around all of these other persuasions here. You had to get a ghetto name like Travion. I was like, well, that's what I got. Anyway, on the way home, we stopped at the Walgreens. There was a young man who was standing outside who was begging for money. I said, okay. I had my little dollar. I was going to give it to him. I said, what's your name? He said, Travion. I was like, oh, my God, Travion. I said, hold up a second. I went back to the car, got my notes out where I had written Travion, and I said, the Lord mentioned Travion to us. Your name, while we were just at a conference, I showed him the name that was written on the paper. He said, that's my name, and that's exactly how I spell it. And he got so blessed, and Travion got saved that night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's, I mean, you know, God is more awesome than that. But, I mean, that just blew me away. You know, Travion, really? So just watch and see what God is going to do. Hallelujah. He's talking to you. He's showing you something. And so we're just going to flow with the Lord on this. Amen. Amen. So if you didn't get a chance to write it down, I hope you have the categories. And you can just write it down on your own and then watch God. Praise God. Praise God. By way of announcement, okay, this is Thursday. On Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church that's going to be on the same line, 516-418-5699 at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Pacific, 12 noon Eastern time. Praise God, on this Sunday. So join us for church. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday. Praise God, and we'll see what the Lord's going to say. I believe I do have a word for Sunday. Praise God. And then on Monday, we have Bible study, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And the Lord has, he gives her, you know, these Bible studies where she just digs into the Word of God. They're so good. Hallelujah. And I learn something all the time. So on this Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, our Bible study, Lunch with Lorraine. Same phone number, 516-418-5699. On Tuesdays, during this pandemic, until the Lord says to stop, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And we do that at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Now, the Lord has said, we pray for an hour. Let me go back to that. We pray for an hour. We intercede by the Spirit of God. And then after an hour, then we get interpretations. And usually we get interpretations as we go, but we just begin to speak out those interpretations. And they have been totally awesome. Some interpretations from one person to the next, and we're all in different places. And they are the same word and some word for word interpretation. So it's just an awesome time. We've had reports of people who were praying in tongues a little bit before, and now the tongues are flowing more. We've had just listening to us pray in tongues and praying along with us in tongues. Deliverance has come to some people. Their spirit has gotten stirred up. So God's doing a lot with this. Praying in tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And then, of course, we're back again to Thursday. So if you have an opportunity, please join us for any of those times. God will meet you and bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just say, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for all you've done tonight. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you've touched us in such a way, and there's more, and there's more, and there's more. And we give you praise, in it, even in advance, for all that you're going to do, all that you've already done in the realm of eternity, all that you've done already. And we give you praise and glory. We lift up everyone who's on the line, touch each and every person and their household in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your spirit of boldness. You said that the righteous are as bold as lions. So we thank you for that boldness upon each and every one of us, that we step out and do whatever you have given for us to do. And we instant confirmation, hallelujah, that we're at the right place at the right time. For your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. Everybody have a blessed night. Praise God.
Y'all tell the people that.